Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, BetMGM Network. It is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P with you. Now we're bringing our buddy Michael Felder, college football analyst at In the Bleachers over on X/Twitter. Michael, welcome to the show. I feel like we've got nothing to talk about, man. Football. No yelling, no screaming, nothing.
Yeah, no yelling, no screaming. I'll tell you what, though. I will say this. I feel very sane. I did not actually yell or scream. I you know what I did? I yelled and screamed at how long they were making the reveal take.
Oh, me too.
I had to laugh when I was on the air during the show, the reveal show. And I'm somebody who's been advocating for Notre Dame, and I was looking to maybe bet some Notre Dame if they were to make the playoff. And I knew it was dead. The pipe dream was dead when the first guest they went to was Nick Saban in an Alabama red coat. I'm like, oh, that's it. I don't need to wait anymore. I already know what's going to happen. And then they brought on Herbie, and it's like, oh, let's get Greg McElroy in here. You could see it coming from a mile away, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's honestly, like, here's the thing, and I'll this is just for me. Like, I'm fine with it, if we're being honest. Like, I just – sucks for Notre Dame, absolutely. Obviously, we can talk about them basically skipping out on the bowl game as well. But at the end of the day, like, I am truly just living. I'm living the life, dude. Like, I got bigger fish to fry, baby.
Yeah, we all do, man. So if you're the college football overlord, let's put you in charge. Do you think anything here needs to be fixed? If so, what is it? Because this conversation, it's not just a Notre Dame conversation. Like, it's a lot of different directions that we could head down. In your perfect world, does this need fixing?
I mean, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, because the way that I would fix it would be go backwards so that we can move forwards with like a pretty set calendar. But we've seen Joey McGuire talk about it. We've heard Coach Chesney, who's now the coach at UCLA. My buddy's about to interview him in the next hour for UCLA. Wayne Cook is going to interview Bob Chesney. We've heard Nick Saban and Kirby Smart talk about it as well. But I think you've got to fix the calendar more than anything. And everybody's already talking about going to 16 teams. People are already talking about that, going to 16 teams. It's been, 2 years of this, and they want to go to 16 teams? But you have to fix National Signing Day, because you should not be trying to work on the most important part of your off-field duties, which is recruiting. You should be able to do that during championship weekend. We got to fix the playoff schedule, because they should not be playing in the world. And I think Joey McGuire said it. You should be playing college football in the second semester of that same season. That's never happened, and it shouldn't happen. The playoff schedule, the portal schedule, and then you got to throw in NFL. Do you know what day it is to declare for NFL draft as an underclassman? No. It's January 15th. When's the last game for college football?
I think it's the 20th or the 21st, right?
Yeah, 19th or 20th, yeah. So you have to declare as an underclassman to go play a football game that's coming up. I think that's important. And also we have to look at work-in academic calendars, because I think that's another element that we don't talk about nearly enough. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend, like, I'm not going to blow smoke up your butt and call and talk about this, be like, student athlete. That's not what I mean. What I mean is you have to be enrolled in school to play football, and most teams want kids in for spring. So you've got to juggle all those different elements, and people so often focus on one thing, signing day, and then they realize, oh, the portal. Okay, so they focus on that thing, and we don't – everything happens on these different levels, when instead you have to – we should be considering everything in dealing with that.
Who loses by more points, James Madison at Oregon or Tulane at Ole Miss?
James Madison at Oregon or Tulane at Ole Miss. I'm going to go – you know what? I think who loses by more points is probably James Madison at Oregon. No. I'm going to go the other way. Let's go, I think, Tulane, Ole Miss. I think okay. There's still a little bit of like that feels a little bit more regional to me, right? Like they have players that have played against each other before. They have players that have played with each other before. With respect to Ole Miss and obviously their next door neighbor, the city of New Orleans, Tulane. And so I'm going to go with that one. I think that one's going to be one where you're going to really push the pedal to the metal. I think Oregon and I think JMU won. We know they can score. Two, we know that Oregon, they want to get to the promised land. They want to get to a CFP national championship game. And they know what they've got on their next. The next one is Texas Tech, a team that they're going to have to pull out all the stops. So I think Oregon's just going to take care of business. I think Ole Miss Tulane, I think, one, Ole Miss just lost their coach. Two, there's still a little bit of at least regional rivalry to this game.
Of the four teams not playing in the first round, which one is most ripe for an upset when they do get back to action in the quarters?
And it's hard not to say Texas Tech. And I say that because we assume Oregon's going to win. I think Texas Tech this season, I don't think they've played anybody that's quite like this Oregon team. I know they played BYU. I know BYU is a good football team. I'm not going to say that they're not. I understand that. But I think that the answer is going to be I think Texas Tech is the answer. If I had to pick one of the four, one through four, I think Indiana is hyper-focused. I think Ohio State, they're way more talented than Miami or A&M, although A&M's defense, hey, you know what? I guess if I'm going to go Texas Tech, then Ohio State, because I think A&M's defense is super good. My buddy Roddy Jones tried to talk me into Miami being a dark horse, and I was like, man, I can't. There's no way I can bet on Miami like that. That's crazy. But A&M, to me, I like the way they play defense. Quarterback situation is pretty good. And so I think that Ohio State is probably two on that list. And then Indiana, Alabama, or Indiana, Oklahoma, that's a rough game. And Georgia's already beat the wheels off Ole Miss. So I think that – I think Georgia, if I had to – Georgia will win. Indiana should win. Ohio State and Texas Tech could lose.
Quick follow-up on Miami. You said you can't see it with a deep run. I understand it, but is your concern more with the quarterback or the head coach?
Oof, come on, man. Six in one hand, half dozen in the other. Because I know we like. There's a lot of folks that are like. I think they just look at the numbers on Carson Beck, and I'm not even talking about like just like. Yes, he threw for over 3,000 yards, and yes, he has some weapons, and yes, I know he had a four interception game, but he's been pretty safe with the football overall over the course of the season. I just don't. He doesn't pass the vibes test for me, man. And I know that's not like an answer, but that's the reality. And then you throw in the crystal ball of it all, and I'm like, yo, this dude. Who do you in a tight game? Let's look at this. Let's look at these teams. Right, we got 12 teams. Mm-hmm. Who was the coach you trust the least if your team is down 5 or up 5 with, like, 3 minutes to play? I've got an answer for you.
I mean, the team you're talking about.
Yeah, the coach you're talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I can't – I trust Sumrall more. I trust Chesney more. Obviously, I trust Cignetti more. I trust Venables more. I trust Kirby more. I trust DeBoer more. Like, I trust McGuire more. I trust every other coach more than I trust that man at the U.
Yeah. So in other words, outside of the 11-12 seed,
yep.
If you were to branch out to head coach quarterback combination and you're power mm-hmm. ranking those of those 10 teams, they're 10, right? Of ones you trust.
Of the ones I trust? Yeah, like to win or that I trust?
Just trust.
Yeah, I'll put them at 10. Let's put them at 10. We'll take 11-12 out. Yes. They're 10. They are 10.
Who's one?
Although Ole Miss is interesting, though.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Because I don't know, can we trust that?
I don't know.
So maybe, you know, what?
Who's won? Move them up to 9.
Move Miami up to 9. Move Ole Miss to 10. Because we have no idea what's going to happen with them. Who do I trust the most?
Yeah.
Yep. Coach and quarterback.
Cignetti Mendoza.
Yeah, I figured.
Cignetti Mendoza, Kirby and Gunner.
Okay.
And then Moore and Lanning.
No saying.
I mean, that I don't that that's not a saying problem.
That's a Ryan Day problem for you. Yeah.
That's a day.
Here's my favorite Ryan Day play, and he does it without fault 3 times a season.
Mm-hmm.
We got the ball at the 1-yard line. Let's put the quarterback in the shotgun and put him at the 6.
Like, I don't get it.
I scream at the TV. I scream at it.
Yeah. Why? If you got 18 inches to go, why would you go back 5 yards to pick up 18 inches?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's diabolical. It's ridiculous. I don't get it at all. And the biggest thing for me is I understand they won a national championship. Fantastic. He needed that to get the heat off of him. He needed the Michigan win this year to kind of keep the heat off of him. But some of his decisions, I don't understand. And I just want to say this out loud. You guys put it on wax. If your quarterback does not squat 600 pounds, please ease it with the tush push. Call a real play. If he does not squat 600 pounds, call a real play. That's just reality. Hand the ball off to a guy that does squat 600 pounds. You're running back. Do anything but that, because we saw it with Texas, who also didn't get into the playoff. We saw it with Ohio State, who's the 2 seed. But you cannot run a quarterback sneak where you're just trying to bully your way into the end zone, you can't run that with a guy that can't, that doesn't have like tree trunk legs.
With Michael Felder, a couple more minutes here, talking some college football. Do you have a Heisman vote?
No.
Okay, so we can talk about it. Well, so we could talk about it. It's good.
Yeah, we could. They would. There's no way they would let me have one. They would be looking at my ballot crazy.
Bro, there are so many people that have them that shouldn't have them, but that's another conversation. Where would your ballot go? All right, so how would you fill that out? We know the four guys that are going to New York. We know the top four vote getters. No surprises there. The order might surprise some people, but what would you do with your ballot?
I mean, if it was me, my ballot?
Yeah, yeah.
My own? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Ahmad Hardy from Mizzou, running back. Had a crazy year. Go ahead and throw in my man. What's his name? The kid from UConn had over 100 catches.
They're taking your ballot away immediately.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying. They're not going to let me. They can't let me in the building because I'm going to go crazy. Yeah. But no, realistically, I think Mendoza's going to be the winner. I'm excited for him, too. I love the way he talks about football. And he's the odds-on favorite, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And he's really, really good. And the thing that I love is the way that, again, like I said, the way he talks about football. Somebody asked him, he got beat up a little bit in that Penn State game where they won on one of the final plays. And they asked him about getting hit. And he said, hey, man, I don't get to like complain. I see what my teammates go through every single day in practice and what they go through every single game. Every play they get hit, every play they get knocked down, every play they have to get back up. I get hit a couple times a game. It's on me to get back up and keep going. And I think I respect that out of a quarterback to recognize that you're like, there's like football players and then there's quarterbacks and they're a completely different position. And him understanding that goes a long way. And I do think that when he wins this award, he's going to like, this is going to be like not the culmination or coronation, excuse me, of their season, because they still have unfinished business in terms of trying to win a national championship, but they will. I think this is going to be a chance for him to raise up his entire team, and I think he's the type of player that does that.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Yeah, I'll be watching it. Maybe not the most exciting Heisman race throughout the
year. Are you going to be watching it for real?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to bet one somebody else.
Yeah, but you can get those. you can get those results on your phone immediately.
I know. I'll watch it. What? Dude, what else is on? Saturday.
It's Saturday, man. I'll probably put a movie on. Have a bottle of red wine.
Sam, tell me what you were watching on Sunday night.
The Diddy documentary.
Oh, my wife's watching that too. My wife's watching it too.
50 killed it, bro. Yeah,
I was going to say, the 50 Cent stuff that I see on Instagram has been very compelling, but not compelling enough for me to turn it on.
Michael, let's talk in depth about these games next week, all right?
Yeah, dude, looking forward to it. Like, that's what I love to do is, like, actually, like, I can't wait to, like, dig into these teams and talk some ball.
Michael Felder at In the Bleachers on X. Make sure you check him out there. Joe O, Sammy P, you got Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.